Hello, it's Owen Shehan here from Off The Ball, and the FIFA World Cup 2026 is here. And let's be honest, the matchday version of ourselves can look a little committed. Jerseys, face paint, scarves and questionable weather, whatever you have, maybe even a full costume if your team makes a run, you can look a little worse for wear come the end of it all. But the World Cup, it's not just about the football. It's the atmosphere, it's the nights in the pub, it is the watch parties with your mates, and maybe even meeting someone new. That is where Lynx comes in. As an official personal care sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026, Lynx's premium fragrances are here to help you smell your best, even in the middle of full matchday madness. Lynx, smell your best when you look your worst. Now, enjoy your podcast.
Football on Off The Ball.
There weren't huge chances or anything like that, but we looked like the team in the ascendancy. We looked like we were at it. Fine margins, kind of losing 50-50s in decision in our box, and to go into one down at half time, you were kind of scratching your head.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Chris Bond.
Oh, you're kidding me!
San Antonio Spurs?
Damn it!
Are you joking me?
Is that right?
I know! Is that right?
Tottenham and Aston Villa.
Oh, he's trying to cheat and you're trying to let him.
Lads, if that's the way it's going to go now, there's no point in us being here, really. We're not going to do it seriously.
Once more with feeling. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome along to the shoutiest segment on a multitude of platforms. It's the scintillating, stupefying, splendido, crappy quiz. Each week, we pick three cranks off the scrap heap of trivia and pit them against each other in our quiz of sporting factoids at the end of the week. This week we're doing it in association with Applegreen, coffee, food and friendly faces with you on the journey to Croker this Sunday. With all that said, all that's left to do is to introduce you to today's purveyors of sporting idiotry. Try saying that after a few drinks. What a lineup we've got. It says that every week, and some weeks the lineups are, you know, grand. This week though, actually, relatively true.
Relatively.
Yeah.
Up first, something strange happened to this contestant last week. He lost. An uncomfortable, unfamiliar feeling. It sparked some concern among Crappy Quiz fanboys that this Achilles has had his heel exposed. All manner of nobodies will now start raking their studs down the back of it. He's not worried though, as he said himself walking into studio only minutes ago, "I'm Kerry Football and user startle fucking earwigs."
Jesus.
Please welcome David, the Fountain Wilson.
That's a very good mono impression, Chair. Fair play.
Not bad, actually.
Yeah. A musical ear.
Yeah. I've heard worse.
Up next, after a rare crappy quiz win, David wasn't on, this contestant opted against defending his title. Rumour has it he indulged in an Andy Ruiz-esque bacchanal, frequenting every pub and club from Carrick Road to Corduff. A bad champion. He's discredited this once great institution and now sits firmly in David's eyeline. Please welcome Shane the Monaghan Machete Hannon.
I wanted to defend my title very badly. However, I was on a stag in Edinburgh.
Oh yeah.
So I just had to go drinking for 2 days.
Shaved eyebrows, sex dolls.
You know what? Wasn't too bad.
Learner plates.
Yeah.
Chocolate willies.
Relatively quiet, I have to say. Vodka Iron Brew was my
tipple
for the weekend. I had
it's the only thing that can make Iron Brew tasty.
That's true. Yeah. I had quite a few of them. So you're living off gravy chips and vodka Iron Brew for 3 days.
Deep fried Mars bar?
Didn't have one. No.
Is that more a Glasgow thing?
Is it? Yeah, I did see them advertising in Edinburgh for sure.
Too posh. Edinburgh's too posh.
That could be it.
Yeah.
So what's
the hangovers like with vodka Iron Brew?
Do you know what? Not too bad.
Really?
Yeah. Considering I had about 15 of them the first night.
Yeah. It's your big age as well.
Big age, yeah. That's true. But
what do you mean?
Hangovers only get worse as you get older.
Oh, they do, yeah.
Oh, you said at your big age.
At your big age.
Oh, sorry, I thought you said he'd had a big age while he was away on the stag.
No, not as much.
You turned 40.
No, I wouldn't look 40. No, I had no birthday recently. My birthday's in September, so.
You can make the over 40s now, though.
That's true.
All that athletic prowess that you've been suppressing all these years.
Yes, indeed. But no activities, no Arthur's Seat was climbed, no Edinburgh Castle was attended. We just were in the pubs. We did see the plaque where James Connolly's birthplace once stood.
Oh, yeah.
In Edinburgh, Cowgate Street, so.
Oh, yeah.
Bit of culture.
Very good.
And Newbliss, obviously, where his...
Of course, his parents came from.
Parents are from.
Finally, this contestant technically retired last week. I'll never have a better chance than that. He messaged the quizmaster without the slightest hint of irony. And yet here he is, bruised and probably beaten, to be fair, but still plugging away. Could he be this quiz's John Heslin, returning from the abyss to achieve the unthinkable? Or it's Serena Williams, clinging on long after the light has gone out. It's Dara, the Cavan Colossus, Smith-Nocton.
Hello. Yeah, I think I said that on the show last week, that retirements don't mean anything these days.
No. Mm.
Everyone seems to make a comeback anyway, so yeah. Here I am. Just
part of our accelerated culture. It took you 5 minutes. Fair play. Yep. You're all pals, because you're all, you know, the rest of the world hates the border counties and looks down on you and just assumes you're all green diesel smuggling, cousin Marion hillbillies.
Yeah, a bit of that in South Kildare as well, I'd say, but yeah. We all get along very well. North Monaghan here, South Monaghan with David and Cavan.
Sometimes you find it's your neighbours you hate the most.
Yeah, the rivalry between North and South Monaghan is maybe even stronger than the rivalry between Cavan and Monaghan.
It's true. It's true.
That's what I'm trying to tease out here.
There's a healthy Monaghan and Cavan hate losing to each other. There's a healthy rivalry there.
Yeah, no, I have no hate for you.
No. Whereas Cavan would hate Armagh, Monaghan would hate Tyrone. That's hate.
Mm. Everybody hates Tyrone,
Everybody
right?
hates Tyrone. Fairness.
Like one thing that unifies the country.
Yeah. No, Mon and Cavan, I think there's a friendliness there.
Right. The South North thing I'm interested in. Tell me more.
Yeah, so it's like
who has the wealth?
The wealth.
North?
A bit of wealth in Carduff and different areas, I suppose. But in South Monaghan they have a bit of wealth.
Those I-Pass centres won't build themselves.
See, the Drumlins of Tilly Ground, you know. Patrick Cavanagh wrote about South Monaghan has the stony grey soil, you see. So.
Yeah, true. Maybe. We're closer to Dundalk, closer to Drogheda, closer to Dublin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas I'd be close to the Armagh-Tyrone border.
Mm. Well, we're very close to the Armagh border too.
True. Yeah. We're surrounded.
Well, it didn't take us anywhere, but I thought it might. Yeah. Introduction, the call your shot round is up first. You need to take out the instructions here so I stop reading them, but it's too late now. I'm going to give you a question with a list of available answers. Each contestant will bid the number of correct answers they think they can manage, and the highest bidder will get first dibs at the list. If the highest bidder hits their target, they win the point. If they cannot manage it, the remaining two players will be asked to bid again on how many of the remaining answers they can name. It sounds complicated, but it isn't. If the mark isn't hit, the last person standing wins what we call the coward's point. Each of you will be given a chance to start the bidding. Small ones this week. We're going to be starting with David, Shane, then Dara. David opens the bidding. Round one, question one. Any country that has appeared in a men's or women's rugby World Cup final? Dara's very excited. He knows them all.
Why are you putting the pressure on me, sure?
Men's,
like,
women's.
But it has to get to you.
World Cup final.
Yeah. The total number is seven.
Yeah. It's only seven.
Only seven.
Is it, yeah?
Ireland do not feature on this list.
No.
No. I'll go five.
this surely isn't that difficult, lads. I'll go seven.
You're going all seven?
Well, Dara's going to say seven if I say six.
Fair play, yeah. Well, I can't do anything.
Can I go back and say six?
You can't. It's too late now. Okay. I love this.
Yeah, fair play, yeah.
It was Ger's reaction that made me think, why? If Ger said, yeah, why wouldn't you go for seven? Then it's obviously an easy enough seven. But clearly it is not. Okay, so men's and women's Rugby World Cup finals.
Oh, I'm struggling here for... After four.
Come on now.
Yeah. I am also struggling. Okay, let's start off with New Zealand.
Correct.
I'll take Australia next.
Okay, you got two. How did we, that year that we beat New Zealand in the, how did we not qualify in the was it 2015? Was there some weird tournaments getting... Go on anyway. I already said it. And then I was like, but surely we didn't, turned out.
South Africa?
Correct. Flying through these now.
Yeah. Let's go England next.
Yes. Men's and women's.
Let's go France.
Yes. Two more.
I feel like this is where it gets tasty enough. Potentially.
See, if you just said five now, you'd be sitting happy.
I'd be sitting delighted, although David had said five, so I'd need to get the sixth one anyway, potentially.
Dara's struggling here, he's only got one.
I'm missing one.
Missing one.
You see, you shouldn't be telling David that, because you're giving him grist for his mill.
The women's thing has thrown me as well. There's an obvious one there that I'm maybe not getting.
I'd say there's a couple of obvious ones. A
couple of obvious ones.
Well... They're all obvious to me now because I've got the question.
That's true. That is true.
Never more true than today. There were some of these I was like, oh, I totally forgot about these people. You're actually coming in the next few answers.
Yeah. I have this name written down, but I'm really not confident in it. Surely did they? Will I just go for it? Argentina?
No. There are two left.
There are.
Dara gets the bid. there's a strategic layer.
There's two ways to play this now.
There is, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go a bid one.
Well played.
That's smart.
So I have to bid two, don't I?
Well.
You don't have to do anything.
Yeah, I'll bid two, sure.
At least you'll...
Canada and the USA.
Hey! Correct. Well done. From his arse pocket. Or did you know them all along? Were you just roping up at them?
I had a feeling Canada were in that. I wasn't sure about US.
Right.
US in the women's final, obviously.
Yeah.
David 1, Shane 0, Dara 0. Round 1, question 2. Shane opens the bidding. Any manager of a team that has made it to the 2026 World Cup quarterfinal stage? There are 8, obviously. No dual managers here. No twins accepted.
Oh, wow.
So of the 8, how many can you do?
I'll start the bidding low, 4. Relatively low.
I don't think I'm getting 5. No, I'll pass it on. Yeah, I don't think I'm getting 5.
I'll go 6.
You didn't even have to do that.
There was probably a strategic L bump up there when you see him feverishly writing down like the leaving cert.
And he gets it.
Like, look, I'm ostentatiously writing this down to humiliate you all and bully you into not then accidentally bidding one too high.
Okay, go on. Name your 6, David.
Okay. Didier Deschamps.
Didier Deschamps. Correct.
Luis de la Fuente.
Luis de la Fuente, correct. De la Fuente.
Rudy Garcia.
Correct.
One, two, three. Ståle Solbakken.
Ståle Solbakken.
One, two, three, four. Thomas Tuchel.
Correct. 5. What did you say, 6?
Yeah. Lionel Scaloni.
Yeah.
That's 6, is it?
That's 6. Yeah. God damn it. Murat Yakin.
Murat Yakin. Mohamed Wahbi is?
Yeah, that's it. Hold on, you would have got the full 8.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I gave you Yakin, but I think you would have got it.
Yeah.
Okay, David 2, Shane 0, Dara 0. It's turning into a bit of a pummeling here.
Just only 2 questions in.
He's reddening your holes. Can you rescue this? Can you bring it back from the brink? I'm not sure. Dara opens the bidding. Question 3, round 1. Any manager that Andy Morn played under for Mayo? There are 7 as well.
Whoa.
This was a long 7. Career. And there were loads of names here. I'm like, oh yeah, wow.
Jesus.
7 names.
Okay. Go 3. It's our flow.
You next, David?
Yeah, I'll go 4.
Shirley.
Don't call me Shirley.
Call me Shirley. 4 is not a big target. That's the problem. I'm going to go 5.
Yeah, crack on.
Off you go.
Oh, Jesus. Sometimes you got to bluff in this game. Kevin McStay. Oh, wow.
You out, sucker. All right, so are we going to get 2 here now? You get to bid again. We're back at 0.
That's me, is it? Yeah.
Yeah. Of the remaining 7.
I did have him written down.
That was quick.
2.
3.
Yeah. Dara's bid went down. I think.
Well, I just said, I had one of them. I can't because they're written down.
And also, there was a psychological warfare element.
Maybe
that's 3. Any chance of...
No. Yeah, go for it.
James Horan.
Yeah.
Stephen Rashford.
Yeah.
Pat Holmes.
Yeah. So have you got Holmes? Would you have got his partner?
I can't remember who is...
Holmes and Connelly.
Liam. Oh,
no,
yeah.
No. Connelly, obviously, because he's from Mayo. Connolly, if he's from the rest of the country.
Yeah. John Maughan.
Mickey Moran. John O'Mahony. And you had Stephen Rochford. That's the seven.
No, this is over, like.
David Tree, Shane nil, Dara nil. Humiliation of round one. So round two, chance for you all to drag it back from the brink. We're taking a slightly different tack with round two this week.
Oh, round two last week was a joke.
It's the birthday special.
Oh.
July 10th happens to be a pretty remarkable day for birthdays. With that in mind, I'm going to ask each of you to pick a number between 1 and 6. Each number corresponds with someone celebrating or who celebrated a birthday on this day and a loosely associated sporting question. We're going to go up and down the line here. You'll each have two goes at this, 1 point for every correct answer. If you get the answer wrong, it doesn't pass over. Okay. David, Shane, Dara. Dara, Shane, David. Up, down, get around.
Okay. I'll go number two.
Number two. Marcel Proust. Tasty Madeleines. Marcel Proust's novel, In Search of Lost Time, was famously made up of 7 different volumes. Name any hurler other than Kyle Hayes, who won an All-Star in the 7 position across the last 7 years. 2019
question.
To 2025.
That's Arthur
Rittenall. That is one of the all-time great questions, to be fair. Mm-hmm.
Kyle Hayes won 4 of the 7, by the way.
Oh, God.
So there are 3 potential answers. I want one of them. Left wing back.
I'll go Mark Coleman.
No. Paddy Maher, Porrick Mannion, Kieran Joyce. I would have accepted any of those 3. So now, lads.
It's good that David didn't get one.
The gap is opening up.
Thank God.
Can you shimmy through it?
Yeah, we need...
Grease shit. Need a number between 1 and 6?
Myself?
Yes.
Let's go number 3.
Number 3. Not Marcel Proust. July 10th, 1871, Proust's birthday. Ada Hegerberg, July 10th, 1995.
I'm sure the question will have loads to do with Ada Hegerberg as well.
It does. Mm. In 2018, she became the inaugural winner of the Women's Ballon d'Or. Which player won the men's equivalent award that year?
2018.
Correct. No points for that, though.
Benzema.
Luka Modric.
Luka Modric.
Come on, man.
Luka Modric.
Immediately go to World Cup winners, don't you?
Yeah,
Luka. And you look at one.
Benzema wasn't even in that squad, was he?
No. No, there was some stuff there.
Yeah.
See,
it's all well and good knowing the Ballon d'Or winners, but knowing the years in which they won the Ballon d'Or is quite special.
What happened there?
Yeah.
Benzema.
What number did you say?
I went for 3.
You went 3. I'll go 1. Go 1.
All right.
Number 1, please.
Everybody is with bated breath to find out whose birthday it is today. Jason Orange, take that, come on down. he's 56 today, July 10th, 1970. Since recording a second place finish at the 1974 Men's FIFA World Cup, the Netherlands, de Oranje, a men's team have failed to qualify for the competition 4 separate times. Tell me 2 of the World Cups that they missed.
2 of them.
Since 1974.
1974.
Should be 3 of them at least.
You should be egging me on. Like, you should be hoping I catch.
Although actually,
David.
I don't really want you because just doesn't take a point off David.
Finish second.
Okay.
Were you going to answer there?
What is,
look at him.
No,
he's lapping the field so much, he's going to give him hints.
So good he is.
I'm going to be taking a punt on these, like, realistically. So I'm going to say 2006. Okay.
I mean, you know the years of the World Cup, so it's not that much of a punt, but yeah, that was literally one of the few answers you could have given me that was incorrect. So
82, 86?
82, 86, we would have taken that. Does anybody famously remember tackle on Mark Overmars and Roy Keane preventing?
0-2.
We knocked them out. And then 2018, they didn't qualify for either.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, Dara.
Yeah.
You know, a little lap of honour for you or a chance to expose the record and remind yourself that you do know some of these things. Come on.
6, please.
6, please. Who is also celebrating a birthday today?
Lots of people.
6. Ludovic Julie.
Oh, what a player he was, by the way.
July 10th, 1976. Griezmann not be better in that team than some of the stuff they have, but they're not even dragging him out of retirement just for the World Cup. He was playing well at the end of last year.
For this team, for this current French team.
It's taking
so many good players though.
It's ahead of Rabiot.
Rabiot's
been amazing.
Rabiot's been really good.
Yeah, I still think Griezmann's sitting there playing with the kids. Come on.
Yeah, but Griezmann can't
get shit together.
He can't run as well as Rabiot. He needs some power in there.
I have Kone, he's doing great. Okay, Ludovic Juli captained Monaco to Champions League final defeat in 2004. I think he's a well-regarded or else outrageous TV pundit, but he's on TV, you hear, he'd cross your streams, wouldn't he?
I think so, yeah.
2 years later, he actually won the competition with Barcelona. Bit part player there, but anyway. One of his opponents from that 2004 final started alongside him as a teammate in 2006. Who was it?
That's a question.
Essentially, what team beat them?
I have this one.
Can you read that out again?
Juli was the captain for Monaco when they lost in 2004 in the Champions League final.
Yeah.
2 years later, he'd signed for Barcelona. And somebody he was playing against in 2004 had joined him in 2006 at Barcelona.
Yeah, so
it wasn't Barcelona who beat them in 2004. I'm just going to... We need to maybe, I know, you're like, no hints, but like, come on.
It's a good question. It's a good question.
13-0 here.
I don't know. I feel like I didn't understand the question. Figo. No.
We're both thinking the same thing.
Deco,
isn't it?
Deco's correct, yeah. Love the way Shane just lets, you know, he defers to the senior partner.
You want to stay his thunder, you know?
No.
Shane?
So it's 5 or 6. Let's go 6.
No.
Let's go
5 or 4.
Can't get anything right today.
Let's go. Fine for that. 5, please.
Mario Gomez, July 10th, 1985.
Claire.
Which of these clubs did Mario Gomez not win a league title during his career for? For clarity, he played for all 4. Bayern München, Besiktas, Stuttgart, or Wolfsburg? Who didn't win a league title? Mario Gomez.
Great player, great song.
Cheeky question. So one of them he did not win a league title with.
Mario Gomez.
I mean, it can't be Bayern, obviously.
Litigious fella, sure. Mario Gomez, if memory serves.
Religious?
Litigious.
Oh, litigious.
Litigious.
Oh, really?
Had a lawyer issue letters to anybody who put a picture up of him. It's a picture of him and his girlfriend, and the shorts he was wearing were sculpted very tight on his body, and certain outlines were clearly visible.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody who published or republished the picture got letters from his lawyer saying, "Get that down.
Oh, Mario.
Get that down."
Jesus.
Mario didn't. Get that down.
Yep. Free Instagram days.
Yeah.
Let's go for the gut, Wolfsburg.
Yes. Fairly obvious, right?
Surely.
Yes. That was a fairly easy question.
Well, it was either Stuttgart or Wolfsburg.
I needed us, didn't I?
Okay. So, question 4. Don Revie, July 10th, 1927. 99 today.
No way.
Well, he's dead, obviously.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Poor Don.
Don is one of only 4 people to have been named Football Writer's Player of the Year. Happened for him in 54-55, and then subsequently managed a team to top flight success in England. First division counts, Premier League, etc. Can you name any of the other 3 people who have achieved this feat?
Any of them?
Yeah.
Just leaving it fairly open for him.
So, Just one.
So they're named Footballer of the Year.
Football Writers Player of the Year. Not the players. We don't trust the players.
Yeah, no, true.
Popularity contest.
Mm-hmm. Football Writers Player of the Year, and then they won the
personal gripes.
The first division, or they won the
writers know what they're talking about because they're professionals.
Yes,
and they don't support teams; they're not biased.
And then they won the Premier, or they won the Premier League, or the first division
as a manager.
As a manager. Okay. That's. Oh God, there is
too many to choose from.
Well, it's 3, but I just can't think of. Football Writers Player of the Year and then won the First Division.
In fairness, I think there was only one Player of the Year award for...
Back then?
For Donkey's years, yeah. I don't know when the Player's Player came into...
Kenny Dalglish?
Palmer, boom! Yeah. Joe Mercer and Dave McKay were the other 2. Okay. Maybe you were going to get, but...
No.
I think it's Football Men. Is that the famous book from the 70s? I think Joe Mercer features in that. Anyway, that is the score at the end of that round. David 4, Shane 1, Darren 0. Time for the pass the parcel of doom round. A lot of doom round already.
Can I like retire at halftime? Like, you know the way that happens the odd time in sport? Like,
Was
the American football player that did that? He went in at halftime, he didn't come back out. He was like, I just went home.
Yeah,
Ben that was Stokes. Me done. Ben Stokes in the cricket, of course.
Yeah. Mm. Can I do that?
Yeah. See, Ben Stokes getting in trouble for releasing the video during the middle of it. The ECB are going to fine. He's like, oh, sack him. Like, oh, good man, Ben. It was a little bit egotistical, was it not? Is it not like wildly egotistical? Or is he allowed to do it because he's Ben Stokes? Is that because he's such a good fella? He gets away with it? Does he get away with it?
Let him at it. Yeah.
Is he not a good fella? I don't know.
I think he's actually all right.
Is he? Yeah,
he gets a lot of bad press.
That New Zealand incident, there's certain things going on that you could see why that maybe might have happened.
He stepped in
to protect someone else, I think. Mm.
Okay, we'll leave that one there for the lawyers to deal with after.
Yeah.
Take that Mario Gomez's lawyers on the
not
phone.
Not my problem anymore. Time for the Pass the Parcel of Doom round. I'm going to ask you each to give me a name. It's on a list of names that I have in front of me. Get it right and the parcel explodes. Passes on to the next player. Get it wrong, the parcel will explode. I think I'd know this at this point. But anyway, between 1982 and 2022, Inter Milan and Bayern Munich have had at least one of their players represented in every World Cup final.
Jeez.
Can you name them? So the order here is David, Shane, Dara. There are 42 players. There's a bonus point on offer if you name either of the two players who have played in different World Cup finals while playing for each of the clubs. Once either of the players are named, they are no longer eligible.
Wow.
Can you just go back over that there?
1982 to 2022.
Yeah.
Inter and Bayern have had at least one of their players represented in every World Cup final.
Jesus.
Oh my God.
Inter and Bayern.
They're so
not Inter or Bayern. That's mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Inter and Bayern.
So they combine for 42 players.
21 Germans, 5 Italians, 2 Brazilians, 6 French, 4 Dutch, 2 Argentine, 2 Croatian. From 82 to 2022.
Oh.
This is mad. So.
Tell you what.
Can you say the nationalities there again, Ger?
21 Germans, 5 Italian, 6 French, 4 Dutch, and then 2 each Brazilian, Argentine, Croatian.
Okay.
1982 World Cup final to the 2022 World Cup final. Inter and Bayern have had 42 players. And in each World Cup final, they've both had a player.
Wow. Right. I'll go with Lautaro Martinez.
Okay, so let's scroll down to the Inter.
This is going to knock someone out quick.
2022. Mm.
Unfortunately, it could be me. will I go next?
Yep.
Let's go Philip Lahm.
Scrolling back up to, 2014.
Neuer.
Manuel Neuer, 2014.
Surely he played in 2014. Bastian Schweinsteiger?
Bastian Schweinsteiger, he did. 2014.
Starting to doubt myself. Surely. Mario Götze.
Götze, well done.
Is he a Bayern player?
I thought he was Dortmund at that point. No,
2014 is.
He was Dortmund, but.
Think,
okay.
He's a Bayern Munich player in 2014.
It was a risky one.
Yeah.
It's just. Anyway.
Iron Robin.
It's a good shout.
2010.
Thomas Müller.
Müller. 2014, yeah. Lewandowski. Get it. Because he scores goals and his name is Lewandowski.
Thomas Müller is doing...
the goals.
Is he doing a lot of TV work now, isn't he?
Is he? He's at all the games.
Him and Jürgen Klopp, I think.
I'm going to say... It's me, isn't it?
Yeah.
Materazzi.
Materazzi.
Marco Materazzi, when he gets the headbutt, 2006. Another litigious fella.
Mm. Really, yeah?
You see, everybody used to accuse him of... insulting Zidane.
Oh.
And won.
Oh, yeah, 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 of course.
Zidane was just a bit mad.
Jerome Boateng.
Boateng, good answer.
Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
They're all good answers if they're correct, aren't they? It's like a penalty. Yeah.
No, no,
some are great penalties.
No.
Well, there are two bonus points, which none of you have gone near.
Okay. And what were the bonus points? Was for what again?
You played for both clubs.
Both.
In World Cup Finals.
Yeah.
Was at both clubs while they were playing in a World Cup final.
Simultaneously, what?
Ooh, hey. I'm gonna have a risk for one of those. But I don't think it's right.
I'll go... Oliver Kahn?
Oliver Kahn. Not sure in respect that he actually was the best player in the World Cup and got the, you know...
How many
golden balls for the
bonus?
Best player of the World Cup? Throws one in at the end of the final. Like, come on, lads.
There's two bonuses.
Come on. Counts double in the final.
I need bonuses. Can I attempt Lucio?
You can.
That was so risky, like.
You can attempt it.
By Leverkusen.
But it's wrong. You're wrong. You outsucker.
Why did I enter? Did he ever enter?
He played...
Did he play for Inter? I thought he played for Inter. I could be wrong.
No.
Maybe I'm wrong.
I'm not going to look it up because it's going to take me away from my script, so come on.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I'm starting to run a little bit thin here.
Oh.
Perisic. Surely at Inter at that point.
Yeah, it hasn't gone off yet. Perisic, 2018.
Yeah.
Dara, need you to get this off. Need you to get this for both of us.
Yeah, there's no way. There's no way.
Wesley Schneider.
Yes, 2010.
Oof. Okay.
Lock in, Dara. Lock in.
Has he turned into a dodgy pundit?
Yeah, he...
Mixed him up with somebody else?
No, Van der Vaart.
Ah, yeah.
Was he with Inter at this point?
Frustrating.
There's so many obvious ones.
I have so many more. Just you take risks with these games.
Ronaldo Nazario.
Hey.
Yeah.
You don't need to say the second name.
I was...
Yeah, I do.
I had him as well. I was just unsure.
98 and 2002.
Okay.
And 2002.
Ah, that was the 4-year period, yeah. Dara. Lothar Matthäus.
Boom, bonus point.
Oh, get up out of it.
1990. Wow.
Blow it up.
Enter.
So what's the point of me even continuing here?
86.
So we get to 1 point for that.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I'm running really thin here. Kingsley Coman.
Yeah.
Commander. Great shout.
Keep this going. Here.
From the depths of hell.
Going down fighting at least.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Oh. No, I have that. Yes, wrong. I think I'm done.
He's not.
2010.
10 games here.
I don't think he is.
98.
He's already a winner in this round anyway. He's got a point, so this is just for glory.
Yeah,
well, that's ridiculous. Like, so I win the round. He just gets a certain answer. We get the same points.
Well,
what's that about? Like,
there's another bonus point on offer if you want to.
Yeah, and he probably played in 82. Like
Karl-Heinz Rummenigge.
Karl-Heinz Rummenigge, bonus points.
That's a real South Monaghan thing. They are pretending you're a bit so dumber
flawed.
Than you are.
So flawed.
Just a bit stupid than you are.
1982, he was with Bayern. 1986.
Knew he was at the entire time there. Like,
he is with Inter.
Yeah.
He
scored twice in the final.
Yeah, in 86.
Come on, Darryl, you can do it, lad. Monaghan man cheering for Gavin against another Monaghan man. This is mad.
Enjoy it.
This is a proper punt. Mario Gomez.
No. I would have thought the 2014 World Cup you'd be
I thought
all
he
over
might
that.
Have got off the bench or something, yeah.
Klaus Augenthaler, Edson Braffied, Paul Breitner in 82, yeah. Wolfgang Dremler in 82, I don't know the 32 team at all, Dieter Hoeneß in 86, Jens Jeremies in 2002, Jorginho in 94, Jurgen Kohler in 1990, Tony Kroos in 2014.
Close have you won there too.
Of course.
Thomas Lincoln in 2002, Bizent Lizarzu in 98 was the left back at Bayern, Stefan Reuter in 1990, Willy Sanyol in 06.
Oh yeah.
Corentin Tolisso in 2018.
Oh yeah, Tolisso, yeah.
Bayern
Central Mid, yeah. One as well,
Dio Upamecano in 2022. And Mark van Bommel in 2010, when he should have been, this is the red card he should have got, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's a long time ago. Yeah. Feels like yesterday. Alessandro Altobelli. Oh, I'm thinking of De Jong. Yeah, okay. Alessandro Altobelli in 82 at Inter. Giuseppe Bergami in 82. Nicola Berti in 94. Andy Brema for Inter, who I would have said was at some point, but he obviously wasn't. Brozovic in 2018. Yuri Djorkaeff. Jurgen Klinsmann in 1990, Gabriele Orreale in 82, and then I think you got the rest of them. Rodrigo Palacio in 2014. You got all the rest of the Inter ones. So,
what a player.
Do you want me to tell you the score, or will I just like avert your gaze, everybody?
What is the score?
7-1.
No, 7-1. 6-1.
I don't know.
I was on 4 there, and I got 3.
And you got 2. Oh, you got 3?
I'm just a vessel.
Bonus points.
Oh, I forgot. Jesus, lads. Blow it up.
Round 3, question 2. The order is Shane, Dara, David. To commemorate Louth reaching their first All-Ireland semi-final since 1957, can you tell us every county that has knocked Louth out of the Championship since 1958?
Jeez. Why is that celebrating Louth?
Let's celebrate.
Let's remind them of their past.
2023 Championship was a little different with the group stages. We'll accept anybody who defeated them in that stage of the Championship. There are 21 counties.
Any
21?
I don't remember the game specifically.
Since 1957.
Louth.
Yeah, you got to remember they probably weren't getting out of...
Yeah, sorry.
Who's going first?
Different formats.
Me first. I'm pretty sure Malton beat them in 2023 after they won Leinster in the group stage. If it's wrong, I just don't care.
You are wrong in terms of the year that didn't happen.
It did happen some other time.
Monaghan 2005.
So he had no idea.
Lucky, in the qualifiers,
I was at it.
That was a scorcher of a day that day.
I was there.
Yeah.
Jesus, that was lucky. Sorry, lads.
That's all right.
Dara.
Dublin.
Dublin, 15 times.
Jesus Christ. 15.
Meath.
Meath.
Safe.
Yeah, 64, 67, 84, 88, 89,
98, 2002, 2011.
LMFM. The Derby.
Let's go
Kildare. With the Maz, Baz. Kildare almost never. But yeah, we're here. 61, 63, 71, 78, 2000, 2013. But mostly Louth have been Kildare's nemesis. Every time we think, little bit of an idea. Louth come like... Fuck off.
Hey.
Westmeath. You would think so.
You would. LMNOP, QRSTU, yeah. 65, 69, 01, 2012.
Okay. Right.
Back to me, Offaly.
Offaly.
60,
68, 73, 80, 82, 85, 86, 97, 2021.
Oh, yeah.
Surely. Wexford.
Yes. 76.
Right. Once?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Singleton.
Right. Have we exercised all the Leinster counties? Potentially.
The old geography teaching in Cavan, not the best.
Relax.
How many counties are there?
I'm from the town, I don't sound like that.
How many counties are there?
Cavan.
Even. Yeah, it's 40 counties.
I have more Leinster counties written down. Wicklow.
Aye, Wicklow, correct.
Yeah.
Wow.
Once.
Yeah, that's why I didn't want to say it. Like.
1987.
They all count.
Shirley Leash.
Leash, 77, 81, 91, 93.
Leash.
One of the great brawls, isn't it? Louth and Leash.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
The subs are on the pitch, squaring up. Marcus of Queensbury style.
Is it my go, yeah?
Yeah.
I feel like this team played them in 23 again. I thought that the last time, but didn't they win? Mayo.
Correct. In 2023.
Good show. Good show.
Does my mind plays tricks on me? It all keeps adding up.
I have a game in memory against but I don't think it was Championship.
You
hammered them.
Just a bit more league.
It was, yeah. Yeah, come on. In my mind, I have it that they've been beaten by Tyrone at some point.
My dreams are real.
So I'm going to say Tyrone.
LMNOP, QS Tyrone, 06, 08, 2014.
Yeah, Dara, you're a bit annoying there because that was literally the one I was about to say.
Right, well, it's gone, so don't say it.
Oh, Longford?
Yeah.
Oh.
Longford, 70-72, 2017-2020. There was an interview given this week where somebody was like, sure, geez, we were even beaten by X. That's how bad things were.
So disrespectful.
It's still sitting on the list. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 left.
Michael.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure in a quarterfinal in the last couple of years, Donegal beat them.
They did, 2024 and 2025.
Mm.
Again, I just have it in my memory somewhere. Could be wrong, but I'm going to say down.
I'm just kind of just taking pure guesses here. I'm going to guess Arma.
No.
Ooh, I'm feeling they hadn't played till that recent one. Needed that point.
Antrim 2019.
Kerry, surely at some point.
Yeah, yeah. Kerry 2023.
Cavan. Fuck it.
Probably 1940 something, though, was it?
2003. Well, it is.
Since 57,
I was at that game, like.
How were you? In 2003.
Oh, sorry, 2003? No, yeah. I wasn't. Okay, so. I would have had it in. Yeah, no. I would have been wrong. Like Shane was wrong.
Yeah, you got to go for your own card. You?
Cork 07, 2022, 2023. Galway 2004. Kerry 2023, we said. Leitrim was the one that I was like, oh, geez, we were so bad. Leitrim beat us in 2018. And that was the start of the journey. I think actually it was Chair Brennan saying it. Tip in 09 and 2015. And that is it. Good question.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's a great question.
David 7, Shane 2, Darren Nil. You're clawing it back there very slowly.
Yeah, massively so.
Imperceptibly, some might say.
Yep.
Okay. Name any player, Ireland player, that featured during last weekend's 33-31 defeat of Australia.
This is Dara question all over.
Oh, we'd just quit, like.
Dara, David, Shane. There's only 21. How's that?
21 featured last Saturday.
Did we not? Did they leave some? That is like.
Yeah, I thought it was 22.
Is it not a match day 23?
According.
It is. That doesn't mean everyone played.
Mm, true.
There's a match day 23.
Darren knows all of these, so.
There is, though. So.
Sure, Darren knows all of these. Shut up, would you?
Yeah.
You do, though.
Okay, well, we'll just do a quick 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
This is pointless, this one.
Hold on. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. We might be missing one here.
Yeah, I think you are.
You want to check the team sheet there and see? Is it a 23-man matchday squad, correct?
Mm. Yes.
Yes, okay.
I know of one player for sure that didn't play.
Okay, well, that's what our assumption is here, that there's also one player who didn't play. And we're just going to establish.
Right.
Who was in the...
This
let's carry on. Okay, we'll get to it. But just, you know, all right. What if it's the 22nd player? Go on.
Okay, is it me first?
Yeah.
Tom O'Toole.
His brother Jack works in the building.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. In the sales team.
Didn't know that.
Hmm.
Lovely fella.
Sam Prendergast.
I shall go for Hugo Keenan.
Okay.
What was that?
Who is missing from our list? There we go.
But did play, yeah.
He did play, yeah.
It was like so, man of the match.
Yeah.
And Hugo Keenan.
Jamie Osborne.
Jameson Gibson Park.
JGP.
I go for Big Stu McCluskey.
Big Stu.
We're set now, yeah. That's fixed, yeah. Hugo Keenan was the one who was missing.
Jack Conan,
yeah. Someone referred to him as a future Ireland coach the other day.
Jack Conan, wow.
That's Dan Sheehan.
Yeah.
I will go for Gary Ringrose.
Correct.
Jimmy O'Brien.
Yeah, Jimmy O'Brien's a good one, but I think the lads wouldn't have got that one. So I'm just not to coach.
Yeah, well, there's not that many of them.
The disrespect, David.
He started like.
I know, but you know that because you're the rugby reporter. The lads are like. up to their necks in the World Cup.
Yeah, I'm not. Who's the last Cavman to play for the Irish rugby team?
There's never been a Cavman to play for the Ulster rugby team.
What? Doesn't mind Ireland. Yeah. Why?
Some of them, you know, might have decided that they didn't want to. Then they would have come and played for Munster.
There's only like two clubs in Cavan.
Yeah, Virginia and Cavan. Tadhg Beirne.
Yeah.
Robbie Henshaw.
No.
In fairness, I was in a pub about 8 pints deep in Edinburgh.
It was 11 o'clock kickoff in the morning.
Yeah, but a big stag.
Yeah. The story's changing. Vodka and brews earlier, says Arthur.
Well, that was in the nighttime.
All right.
Yeah. Got to drink something else during the day. Keep yourself guessing.
You're hungry, drink the Guinness.
Yep.
Thomas Clarkson.
Correct.
Scored the winning try.
Surely he came on. Craig Casey?
No, he's the one that didn't.
No.
That's very unlucky.
I'm just glad Dara got the point, not David, for this.
It's pretty annoying you don't come on.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about that this morning, yeah. It's very rare in the modern game.
You can't be doing that. Yeah. It's like a real, look, buddy, we love your hustle. That's why it's so hard to cut you.
Cut.
He's starting this weekend, though.
Bundy Aki, who obviously, very lucky. Very lucky not to have lost this game. Kieran Frawley, Tadhg Furlong, Ronan Kelleher,
Jeremy Lukeman.
Ian Prendergast, James Ryan, Nick Timoney, Josh van der Fleer. We missed Jeremy. We did, yeah. David 7, Shane 2, Dara 1. You're off the mark. They set a question up right for you in your wheelhouse and you got it. Well done. You can only beat one.
God, that was awfully condescending.
Round 4 is the fun, free, magic number round. I'm just reading the script in front of me. You know the rules. I'm going to give you 4 different statements with numerical answers. You add them up, write them down, all before Frank Sinatra sings Bright Shiny Beads. If you get the number bang on, I'll give you 3 points. Otherwise, the closest to us gets 2 points. With 1 point for the next closest. All good. Let's get going. The number of Ireland caps won by Johnny Sexton. Plus, the number of All-Ireland medals won by... not Joe Canning. Tony Kelly. Plus, the number shirt Lamine Yamal wears for Spain. And the total number of Grand Slam singles titles won by Roger Federer. What's the answer? Add them up. Take it away. Bright Shiny Beads.
Tony Kelly Club and County, or what is it?
All Ireland medals.
Oh,
County.
Yeah,
County.
Bob, you don't think they want to Club All Ireland? Johnny Sexton's caps, Tony Kelly's All Ireland's, Lamine Yamal's number, Roger Federer's Grand Slam singles titles. I'm going to have to ask you to put your pens down, please. David, what's your answer?
158.
151.
I went low. 124.
157.
Oh.
That would have been the game right there. I mean, it's the game anyway.
So David went bust.
Yeah.
That's good.
So what did you get? 151?
151.
Yeah, and you got?
124 as well.
All right. So the coward's point. And, two for you, Shane. We're all right back in it if, you know, he doesn't answer any of the very easy questions that are coming his way. So the number of Ireland caps won by Johnny Sexton, rugby reporter, what have you got?
I actually didn't notice. I said 100. I don't know the number.
I just guessed 122.
120, I said.
118.
Right. Is that many, yeah?
Yeah.
I think we didn't make a big enough deal about that. There's so many.
Well, you play forever.
Yeah, but that's what people say, yeah. But like 120 caps.
Mm.
The number of All-Ireland medals won by Tony Kelly?
2
is correct. Yeah. The shirt number Lamine Yamal wears for Spain?
19.
Is it 11?
17.
17, right.
No, it's 19. Lamine Yamal wears 19.
Ooh.
Well, there's a fight going on here.
Oh, Lamine Yamal wears 19.
Yeah, at the World Cup.
Oh, he needs this point, yeah.
Oh.
No, it's 17.
Yeah.
Oh, he's right. He's right. Oh, game over.
Back in the game.
Ball burst.
Do the math for us.
Grand Slam singles titles won by Roger Federer.
15?
12.
18.
The answer is 20.
Whoa.
So is the answer 159 then?
No, we're just keeping it going. Is this sorry?
The answer's 159. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've got to take the answer.
I'll take the answer in front of you.
I've got to take the answer as written.
Sham. Yeah.
According to Wikipedia,
drive
is
on. The,
according to Wikipedia, yeah, yeah.
David 7, Shane 4, Dara 2. He's rattled now.
I was talking Wikipedia.
Business as usual for the rapid fire round this week. You need 20 seconds to answer a maximum of 8 questions with a point for each up for grabs.
I can't believe I'm actually accepting this.
No. I was looking at Wikipedia.
You can after everything's over, you can lodge a complaint. Dear Jenny Infantino, I would like to. What is a red card? We're going to start with the player on the lowest score, which is, I mean, it says 70, it in the script. It's already written in the script. Like, how condescending is that? I already said Dara. Normally, there's like three red question marks.
I'm actually never doing this.
But I was just put Dara
just
in there.
That is actually so insulting.
So, what is actually the score? 7-4-2.
7-4-2.
I was lying about that, Dara. I was actually lying. Three red question marks are there. I can take a photograph.
Well, I can.
That's great radio. Let's all just talk over each other.
Yeah, no, true.
If you all put earphones on, I'm leaving now, but if you put your earphones on, this would improve the sound of the quiz by about 45%.
I tried.
Put the headphones on, Arthur might give you a...
Yeah, but he can talk just to me.
Oh, well, that is true, actually, yeah. Mm.
It's good that everybody understands how the gear works. 25 years. Anyway, Dara,
yeah,
are you ready?
Ready, yeah.
Your 20 seconds starts now. Who do Ireland play in the Nations Championship this weekend?
Japan.
What county side does Gavin Devlin manage?
Louth.
What French club did Johnny Sexton play for him?
Rossen 92.
What national team did Tor André Flo represent?
Spain.
Owen Kenny recently signed for what English club?
Millwall.
In what city is the Maracana?
Colombia.
Lindsay Pete played Gaelic football for what county?
Dublin.
Correct. In what city
Columbia
is the Maracana?
City.
Rio de Janeiro. Owen Kenny signed for Portsmouth. Tor André Flo played for Norway. You were right on your first three. Up and running. Well, and then... careered off course.
All right.
On to six.
High speed car accident. Dara's on six, Shane's on four, David's on seven.
All I do is get disrespected on this quiz.
Ah, well, that's the point.
It's tough to take.
Well, when you win points that you actually genuinely won and they're just not there for you.
No. The seven looks like a nine or vice versa.
I complain about the disrespect and he just keeps going with it.
Middle score, Machete. Are you ready?
It was the font of the nine and the seven.
The font, yeah.
I'm ready.
Your 20 seconds starts now. In what country will Ireland play Japan this weekend?
Australia.
What team sits bottom of the LOI Premier Division?
Waterford.
Gary Lineker played for what Spanish club?
Barca.
Which Cork player was sent off in their All-Ireland Hurling semi-final?
I'll pass.
Which two-time Ballon d'Or winner joined London City Lionesses?
Alexi Russo.
When did Mayo last reach an All-Ireland football final?
21
is correct. It's Alexi Putellas.
Putellas.
Dara Fitz. Was sent off.
I did say Dara Fitz, but
you said
his first name is not passed.
Slagger Rovers.
His first name is not passed.
I said Dara Fitzgibbon in the end.
Slagger Rovers bottom of the LOI Premier Division. You moved on to seven.
Don't get more than three.
I'm giving you Fitz. You're moving on to eight.
Yeah, fair enough.
David's on seven, Shane's on eight.
It's like,
Dara's on six.
So this just is going to big his ego up now because everything's going against him and he's still going to win.
I'll put on headphones though, Jerry. Yeah.
This is stupid.
Joke of a thing.
This should be already over.
Are you ready, David?
Yes.
Your 20 seconds starts now. What Welsh club did Tommy Bowe play for?
Ospreys.
Who are the reigning NFL champions?
Seattle Seahawks.
In what year did Shane O'Donnell win Hurler of the Year?
2024.
How many World Cup goals has Lionel Messi now scored?
19.
What county side other than Kerry has Jack O'Connor managed?
Kildare.
Ben O'Connor hurled for what club?
Newtown Shannon.
Who is the reigning World Darts champion?
Luke Littler.
In what US city do the National Hockey League Rangers play?
Las Vegas.
New York Rangers. The only one you got wrong was Messi. He has now scored 21 goals. But other than that, Ospreys Seahawks 2024. Did you say 24?
Yeah.
Yeah. Play your funky music, white boy. David 13.
After all of that.
Shane 8.
There's no need to worry, really.
Dara 6.
Sorry, what score did I finish with?
13, allegedly.
Well, I should have had about 16.
Should I?
All right.
Anyway.
15. Yeah.
Well, still. Lamine Yamal.
15 is a very good score.
Lamine Yamal wears number 19 for Spain.
Tell you, it's the font. It's the font, lads. Have a look.
Good quiz, folks.
Hello, it's Owen Chehan here from Off the Ball, and the FIFA World Cup 2026 is here. And let's be honest, the matchday version of ourselves can look a little committed. Jerseys, face paint, scarves in questionable weather, whatever you have, maybe even a full costume if your team makes a run, you can look a little worse for wear come the end of it all. But the World Cup It's not just about the football. It's the atmosphere, it's the nights in the pub, it is the watch parties with your mates, and maybe even meeting someone new. That is where Lynx comes in. As an official personal care sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026, Lynx's premium fragrances are here to help you smell your best, even in the middle of full matchday madness. Lynx, smell your best when you look your worst. Now, enjoy your podcast.